This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877 DOCDALI. So, how many of you have a daughter? Have a niece? Granddaughter? Somebody in the family that has boobs? Or boobies? If you do, you might want to warn the parent of said boobie supporting person that there's this trend that I don't think is going away anytime soon. And there's a lot of pressure on people to be topless and to post their topless picture. I think Madonna has been very open and public about her breasts. Many people have posed in some way or another. I have been asked multiple times, when am I posting my picture? All right, like, you're joking. You're joking. Nobody wants to see that. If they want to look at my feet, just ask me for my feet. I mean, oh, why do you have breasts in this vicinity anyway? And apparently, this is just something that you do. You're supposed to be doing nudes or peekaboos or whatever the pictures are. And young girls are really falling into this frenzy of showing their nudity. Now, many of you are listening going, there is no way my daughter would do that. There's no way my niece would do that, or my son who identifies as female. You're thinking that your family member would never do that. That your family member is very, very private. I'm telling you right now, society's attitudes towards things are changing very, very rapidly, such that I'm seeing people who are Democrat turn Republican and Republican Democrat. I'm seeing people who think I'm going to wait till I'm married and be a virgin till YOLO, you only live once. And so if society becomes a lot more open with nudity, then it's no wonder that the posing topless or posing nude is becoming the new selfie. Now, I know some of you are skeptical, like, no, nudity is not going to be a thing. Well, actually, we are in the schools moving towards a little bit of relaxation on the nudity and privacy issue, as girls and boys are eventually going to have bathrooms together and locker rooms and changing rooms together, so there's no discrimination against those who are transgender. There are going to be societal moves towards girls and boys changing in the same area. I told you, I was in Europe a couple years ago, and we were at the Palace of Versailles. It was closed, the palace, but the gardens were open, and the bathroom was a boy-girl bathroom. Men were standing there peeing. You could see everything. Girls had the stalls. But the idea of nudity and privacy is slowly going away. And there's this idea that you know, you have to photograph everything. Now, I've been very honest with you. I was a turtleneck wearing long skirt, nylon stockings as opaque as they can be. Let me be as completely covered up and as much of a nun as possible sort of girl growing up. But one regret I have now that I've turned 50 is if I was hot back then, there's no evidence. And I'd really like to kind of go back and see what was my body like. But I wouldn't even take a picture. I didn't take a picture of anything below my neck. I would hide behind things. I just always thought I was fat, and I wasn't. I had a really good BMI. I had very low body fat. In fact, I had the lowest body fat in my medical school class. I was pretty fit, but there was no way I was going to do anything that had a part of me exposed. And I'm not saying I would have wanted a nude picture of me, but I think I would have at least liked to see me in a bikini, in a bathing suit. I was in a bikini on my honeymoon. I don't know where my honeymoon pictures are. So I don't have any bikini pictures. Ever. Ever. And so I wonder if young kids are seeing their parents go through, well, I used to look good. I used to look good. I wish I took pictures. And if somebody like me, as prude and conservatively dressed and thinking the Lord would smite me with a lightning bolt if I even took off my clothes in front of somebody else, for somebody like me to have that little bitty, mini bit of regret that I didn't celebrate my beauty when I had it, for the very short time I had any beauty, then I think young people are going, I'm not going to make that mistake. If I have a body, if I love who I am, if I could take a picture at a certain angle that makes me look a certain way, I'm going to do it. And so I am seeing more, I don't want to say nudity, but I am seeing more boundaries pushed. And what's that called with the envelope? It's pushing the envelope? I don't really get that. But I guess the envelope isn't sealed or whatever. Anyway, I'm seeing people kind of push the limits. And the funny thing is not only are you seeing the younger women, but you're seeing the older women. There are women my age, middle age, now basically almost naked on their Facebook or their Snapchat or their Instagram. And I think there was a headline that one of the singers is going to post topless. It's like a headline. They're going to post topless. And everybody's like, well, we've seen it. And, you know, remember, boobies, they're mammary glands. I mean, if I see a boobie, I think of, okay, well, you know, that somebody's supposed to eat. I mean, boobie means it's time to eat. That's basically, you know, you're feeding your baby. It's about breast milk. It's not supposed to be about sex. And apparently there's just this big push to, you know, sexualize our body parts and be open with it and let everybody see. And so, young girls are looking at all this going, okay, well, I got to do my nude photo. Stop them, please. Stop them. They're going to regret it. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So the question keeps being raised, what do we do about the other buildings in Miami? What happened? It's going to take a long, long time to figure out what happened. I have some theories. I think it was a sinkhole in addition to some structural damage. I'd love to hear your guys' theories. I think the sooner we get these theories looked at and understood, I think evacuations and evaluations of other buildings could be a little bit more focused rather than a, you know, well, let's just evacuate the whole entire seaboard, eastern seaboard. I don't think we have to do that. But I'd like to hear from you all. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Some of you have engineering experience, architecture experience, sinkhole experience, lived in Florida. I don't care what experience you have. I would love to hear your guess and theory as to what happened because we have nearby buildings. There are multiple buildings. And if we are noticing changes underground or changes in terms of approaching recertifications and building inspections. These need to be addressed immediately. I'd like to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we're being told that there was, quote, accelerating concrete damage in the Champlain Tower South, witnessed 36 hours before it collapsed. And as we spoke about with sinkholes, sinkholes will sometimes be preceded by cracks, uneven floors, some structural damage that's not explained. And so that's why I'm thinking a sinkhole precipitated it, in addition to multiple other issues going on. But a contractor had visited Champlain Tower South on Tuesday to survey the pool equipment room and the pool deck. He was going to put together a proposal to redo the two areas as part of the building's recertification process. He noticed corroded rebar in the pool equipment room and extensive concrete damage elsewhere. Now, he also saw large puddles of standing water in the underground parking garage beneath the pool. Now, sometimes an unexplained puddle can be the sign of a sinkhole. It can also be the sign of damage to pipes as well. But in April, I guess the residents were given a $15.5 million bill for the repairs, or for repairs. And the board had said the damage was accelerating. But nobody thought that the building would just collapse. Nobody would have thunk that. And the damage, I guess, was first identified in 2018, but it took the board 2 years to discuss it, we're being told by Daily Mail. The residents had to choose by July 1 if they were going to pay their share monthly or in a lump sum. Now, isn't that interesting? If you own a building and you've been collecting rent, don't you, aren't you supposed to be the one to take care of the repairs? Or is it one of these things where it's like a co-op or people have bought their units, so it's like a homeowners association where everybody has to chip in for the repairs. But apparently, all the residents were going to have to split a $15 million bill and decide if they're just going to pay one huge sum of it or monthly. A lawyer for the board told Daily Mail that a perfect storm of factors contributed to the delay. They said that they couldn't get contractors for some jobs because other buildings were also doing updates. And hurricane season was hindering work. Even though we really didn't have any major hurricanes in the last few months, I mean, last year hurricane season could have hindered it. And they were starting on the roof. Now, apparently 3 class action lawsuits have been filed already against the condo board, blaming them for the collapse. 11 people have been confirmed dead. Tragically, 150 are still missing. Bodies are being pulled from the rubble as we speak, as they find more. And so, this sadly shows that multiple things could be going on. One is that there's so much bureaucracy and board meetings and discussion and, kicking the can down the road when it comes to spending money, that there was no speed, urgency to get things fixed. Also, a lack of understanding of the area. Puddles that show up unexplained are a sign of sinkholes. The ground had been sinking, a couple millimeters since the 90s each year. You are on a hot spot for sinkholes where in America, Miami has the type of underground subsurface landscape that could put any of those areas at risk. There's schools nearby, there's other buildings.
Texas has a lot, Oklahoma, New Mexico. Apparently there are a lot of areas where there's evaporite rocks and karst from carbonate rock, but some of the areas prone have rock types that can be susceptible to weathering or dissolution in water. And once you have water breakthrough, then you have the extra water forces that can make more and more cavities. And so catastrophic sinkholes can happen if you have rock types like salt, gypsum, and hydrite, and the carbonates, like the limestone and the dolomite. Those rocks underlie about 35-40% of the U.S., and even though many areas they're buried in great depths, if they are at all closer to the surface and they get weathered, then the above ground landscape doesn't have a lot of structure and can sink. There's tons of different types of sinkholes. The dissolution sinkholes, this is according to the USGS, where limestone and dolomite is very extensive, and water first contacts the rock surface, and then it aggressively starts to weather, flow, is able to get into pre-existing rocks. There's joints, fractures, bedding planes. Rainfall and surface water can also percolate through these joints in the limestone. Dissolved carbonate rock can then be carried away from the surface. Then a small depression forms. On exposed carbonate surfaces, a depression may focus surface drainage, accelerating dissolution processes. Debris could be carried not only in but out, and it starts to weaken. There's also something called cover subsidence sinkholes. They develop gradually where the covering sediments are permeable and contain sand. Well, that could also be right there. This was a condo right on the beach. In areas where cover material is thicker, sediments contain more clay. Cover subsidence sinkholes are relatively uncommon. They're smaller, but they could go undetected for long periods of time. So sand can get into the carbonate rock. It could push more cavities. That's called piping, where a column of overlying sediment settles into the vacated spaces. Then fluid can get in there, and water, and more sand. And then you start getting a downward erosion. You also have cover collapse sinkholes, so there's a whole bunch of different kind. And then you have human-induced, where there are aquifer systems, water systems, concrete, things like that, could cause certain stressors on the ground beneath. Now, there's audio, very chilling audio, looking at some of the first responders' comments. And you could hear one firefighter radioing in, "The building is gone. There are no elevators. It almost resembles the Trade Center." Now, it just went straight down. Now, people look at the original Trade Center where there was a bomb, I believe, in the underground garage. And this collapse, some people are thinking, was pretty similar in terms of it going straight down. To me, it looked like the September 11th. I mean, where the building just collapsed and fell on each other and crumbled. But this was only 12 stories, still enough to kill anybody that was on any of the floors, and tragically at the wrong place at the wrong time. But when I take a look at some of these pictures, I don't know if it was that the building collapsed that lowered the earth, or if the earth was lowered. And so I really would like to see if, you know, this sinkhole theory as inducing many of these cracks and initial damage that was seen was the main impetus for this falling. And if that's the case, any other condo at risk needs to be evacuated, and that land needs to be checked for its integrity. 1-877-DR-KELLY.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, "Fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear.
Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are no new details on the South Florida condo collapse. The Miami-Dade County Mayor confirming that all of the 11 families who have lost loved ones have been notified. Florida's Chief Financial Officer and the State Fire Marshal, Jimmy Petronis, say the search and rescue for unaccounted for people from the Surfside condominium collapse will not conclude soon. He stresses the number of people conducting the search, comparing it to the scale of a hurricane relief effort.
The men and women that are working right now, the task forces that are on the ground, 370, that's the largest deployment in the history of the state of Florida that's not a hurricane.
News out of the Supreme Court says New Jersey can't block construction of a natural gas pipeline, saying the developer can use eminent domain to take the state property. You're listening to USA Radio News. A new study is shedding some light on if a COVID-19 booster shot will be necessary.
A new study seems to indicate that we may not need a COVID booster shot anytime soon. The study published Monday in the journal Nature shows evidence that the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines can offer fully vaccinated people long-term protection from the virus. Researchers say the shots also appear to produce antibodies that are effective against three variants of the virus, but warn that any future strains could require a booster shot. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The NCAA's Division I Council is recommending the body end its rules blocking athletes from benefiting financially because of their talents. University of Wisconsin quarterback Graham Mertz thinks it's the right call.
It's a great opportunity to grow and to grow your brand, but it's also how can you not let that take away from the team goal of winning games.
The Division I Board of Directors will consider the recommendation on Wednesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the one thing I'm noticing, and maybe it's because I read the news and I'm a lot more aware of politics and what's going on, but school me, maybe politics was always like that, but were states at odds to the degree that we see now, where it's almost like a California, Oregon, Washington, New York takes one stand versus a Florida, Texas, Arkansas, Montana. It almost seems like
I get we've been divided, Republican, Democrat, independents. I get that, but it just seems like we're really starting to separate and fracture. So in the latest headline, California officials have added Florida and four other states to a list of places where state-funded travel is banned. And they're banning state-funded travel, so my guess would be government business, because those states have laws that allegedly discriminate against LGBTQ individuals. State Attorney General Rob Bonta, a Democrat, announced Monday that Arkansas, Montana, North Dakota, and West Virginia had joined Alabama, Idaho, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Mississippi, North Carolina, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, and Texas on a no-go list. This no-go list was first created in 2016. He said when states discriminate against LGBTQ plus Americans, California law requires our office to take action. These new additions to the state-funded travel restrictions list are about exactly that. Rather than focusing on solving real issues, he says, some politicians think it's in their best interest to demonize trans youth and block life-saving care. He said, make no mistake, we're in the midst of an unprecedented wave of bigotry and discrimination in this country, and the state of California is not going to support it. Now, the AG's office, apparently Bonta's office, cited laws enacted in Arkansas, Florida, Montana, West Virginia that barred transgender females from participating in girls' school sports. North Dakota made the list due to a law that permits certain publicly funded student organizations to prevent LGBT students from joining without losing funding. Now, I'm not sure what exactly transpired with that, if it was because they were girls and boy groups, or I'm not sure. I don't know what's going on with sororities and fraternities. Are fraternities and sororities open now to boys and girls? Because if you say no boys and no girls, it's discriminatory. So I wonder if fraternities and sororities are now mixed. The California AG's office also cited two other Arkansas laws. One allows medical providers to deny care to LGBTQ people if they have a, quote, conscientious objection to doing so, while the other prohibits general gender-confirming treatments or surgery for transgender youth. The new state travel bans go into effect July 1 for Florida, Montana, July 8 for West Virginia, July 29 for Arkansas, and August 1 for North Dakota. So California's law has exemptions for some trips, such as travel needed to enforce state law and to honor contracts signed before the states were added to the list. Travel to conferences or out-of-state training are examples of trips that can be blocked. So it's kind of unclear, according to New York Post, what sort of effect California's travel ban. So Florida has a conference. Shall we say, let's say, I think there's a big family medicine conference that happens in Florida. And if state workers want to use the state dime to go to that conference, they won't be able to. So they're going to have to pick a different conference. So that could lower the numbers of people coming in and tourism. Many of us will go to a conference and then we'll go to Disneyland. Your work is not supposed to pay for Disneyland, but it did pay for your flight out there. So there's obviously money that could be lost. But it's very interesting how states are taking this approach such that they're going to boycott other states. And, you know, it really is a difficult topic, transgender athletes in sports. You know, somebody identifying as a male or female wants to compete in that sport, wants to be a male or female, and live in as a male or female. And they want to have the right to choose their sex. However, the progress that has gone in the work to allow women to be in hockey and lacrosse and weightlifting and sports and allow them to excel is then at the root of this controversy, where a female can only win if she has XY chromosomes. And so it starts to disenfranchise females in many of the feminine movement. And so it's being debated as to which, you know, who do the Democrats support? Well, the Democrats support LGBTQ rights. But then you have many women that are Democrat going, but, I mean, we're empowering women, we're, you know, we empowering these things. And so it's obviously very controversial, and I don't know what the answer is. I think the Olympics have testosterone limits, where a testosterone limit could disqualify somebody if they have more hormone than the other participants, because nobody's supposed to have, I guess, excess amount of hormones. It could look like they're doping. But if it's their natural hormone, are you discriminating them against them with the ADA? So this is something I don't think the country ever grappled with. It just kind of kicked the can down the road or swept it under the rug and never really addressed these issues. Well, now states are taking it upon themselves, saying, no, we're going to do it. We're going to do it. And any state that doesn't, we are going to sanction, or we are going to embargo. Or so this move where travel is banned from a state perspective to multiple states, that basically still allows people to choose their own money. You know, well, then I'm going to, if I want to go to this conference, or if I want to go, you know, to this place in particular for work or whatever, I'm going to use my own money. But if states are going to stop state-run travel bans, then are we looking at commerce now having issues and farming? And does that mean if Florida wants to meet and talk about food that, you know, can be shared among states, they can't have access to that food? Are water rights going to be affected? So we're almost turning the United States into a bunch of little different countries. And not all the countries are, I know people say, well, fine, let's just split America up into two countries. No, please don't do that. Please don't do that. We're going to be weaker when we're fractured. But we don't have the quote-unquote red and blue or Republican and Democrat states very simply delineated. It's all over. You might have Eastern Seaboard, Western Coast, and then, you know, a couple sporadic throughout the United States, and then you have Midwest, South, mostly Republican. So I'm not sure what the answer is, but I think this is going to start a very, very slippery slope. And, you know, everybody thinks, oh, we're going to have a civil war in our lifetime. I hope not. But sadly, this could be the start of what could cause that. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad, you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, I like saving money. I really like saving money. I also like saving the embarrassment of going to a doctor. I don't like getting mammograms done. I don't like going to the dentist. I don't like getting pap smears done. I just don't really, you know, being a doctor myself, I don't really do well going to the doctor. But you tell me I could save money and I could avoid going to the doctor, I'm listening, okay? Three E's, right? You've engaged me. I'm engaged. Now, educate me. You'll probably get me to enlist. So, you're telling me I could save money? You're telling me I don't have to take off my clothes and do a colonoscopy I'm interested. School me. So there's Cologuard out there. And Cologuard is a very commonly advertised product out there where you could do an at-home screening for colon cancer. Now, sadly, it doesn't necessarily replace a colonoscopy. And most doctors don't urge you to use that in replace of a colonoscopy. But these at-home tests offer a means to detect cancer, DNA, and then notify your doctor. So some of us doctors don't mind it as an adjunct. If you're going to still do your screening colonoscopies that are now beginning at age 45, even though it's been extended to every 10 years, many of us qualify for the every 5 years or the every 2 to 3 years based on our risk. And if you're going to use that as an adjunct, where, look, you've been putting off the colonoscopy, take that. If you're positive, you'll see what we're talking about. Some of us doctors haven't criticized it too much. But if you're going to tell me that you're not going to do the colonoscopies and you're just going to do this test, I might have an issue. Well, one woman chose to do that. It's going to save her money, save her the embarrassment of a colonoscopy. Mind you, with a colonoscopy, you are naked. Those pants are off. And your doctor is where many people never be. And you're asleep during the whole thing. And it, not to mention the prep for 2 days prior. So it's not fun. I've had many of them. Supposed to have another one soon. Not excited at all. So this one Missouri resident we spoke about yesterday, Leanne Bryant, told CBS News that she was intrigued because she's like, I could do it at home. She was 55. She never had a colonoscopy. So she did the Cologuard test. Wasn't too expensive. Actually came up positive. Brought it to her doctor. Doctor set her up for a colonoscopy. She ends up going for her colonoscopy. Now she gets a $2,000 bill. Now she thought, wait a second, colonoscopies are supposed to be covered. Screening colonoscopies are supposed to be covered. But the problem was, it wasn't a screen anymore. Now it was diagnostic. What's the difference? Screen is where you walk in, clean slate, a virgin in medical terms, not sexual virgin, but medical virgin. Go and screen me. Let me know if I have anything wrong. Do the mammogram. Do, you know, am I good? Screen me. And it's clean slate, doing the test, making sure there's nothing going on. Screens might pick up things, and then they will turn into needing diagnostic tests. Well, let's diagnose you. We pick something up on mammogram. We see a spot. We see a blip on the CAT scan. Now let's actually get a diagnosis by doing a biopsy or removing it or taking the polyp out. And with colonoscopies, it's my favorite screening test because it's the only screening test out there that can actually cure. Screening tests are usually just a picture or an ultrasound or an image. Colonoscopies will actually find the polyp that could possibly turn to cancer, remove it, so you get pruned and you almost get a preventative procedure done. Now, that might cost, but the initial screen of you going in there, needing the anesthesia, surgical center, etc., now through the ACA is supposed to be covered. Well, the problem is Leanne, she didn't go for a screening. She had a test saying, you have cancer. Go get it checked out. So now her colonoscopy isn't just a simple screen. They have to now hunt. It might take longer. It might be longer under anesthesia. There might be more biopsies being done. So it costs money. Now, if she had gone for a screening colonoscopy, they might have roughly done the same thing. Now, I still think overall this Cologuard was fantastic in terms of finding out that she has cancer because she might have put off her colonoscopy. I still think it saved her life. I still think Cologuard saved her life because she wasn't going in for her colonoscopies. And this kind of prompted her to get her butt in. So kudos and credit. But the problem I am seeing with so many of you is you don't know what your insurance covers. And so you think you're saving money. and you don't realize that you have benefits that the ACA has painstakingly protected for you at the, expense of a lot of other things that ended up happening, high deductibles and all that. But for those of you going, why are we suffering with all this? What did the ACA do besides pre-existing conditions? Well, one thing it did do is include screening colonoscopies. Now, most insurance was supposed to have done that anyway. But it's mandated in that. So your colonoscopy should be free. Technically, your mammogram should be free. If it says to not consider an appropriate screen, it might not cover it. So if you're like, I want my thyroid screen for thyroid cancer, that probably won't be covered. If it's not USPSTF endorsed, the United States Preventive Services Task Force. So for those of you thinking, all right, you know what, I'll do the test. If at all it's positive, I got a free colonoscopy I could grab from and cash in. No, for her it didn't work. And so unexpected bills keep hitting you guys because you don't research your insurance. What should you know? What should you right now know about your insurance? Well, number one is, what hospitals do you go to? How many of you know exactly which hospital is going to be covered the best? I tried to Google it on my insurance. I can't find it. I've called the hospitals. I have an idea. I can't find it anywhere online, which hospitals I'm supposed to go to with my insurance. Makes it hard. Don't know why they have to be so cryptic about it. Which urgent cares are you able to go to? Which pharmacy? One of a patient called me on telemedicine going, no, I have to use CVS. I go, but the Walgreens is 24 hours and your pharmacy's closed. You need the medicine. She's like, I'm only allowed to go to CVS with my insurance. So you need to know the pharmacy, the urgent care, the hospital. You need to know exactly where. You also need to know which doctors are covered. You need to know which medicines are covered. You might be on a medicine that can be very easily changed to something that's cheaper, that works the same. And then you need to know what screens are covered and when and how. And sometimes why they're covered. Like, let's say you want an MRI of your back. Did you have to at least show that you had 2 or 3 months of physical therapy or an x-ray? So you need to know if there's any requirements before something is covered. And trust me, it's going to be very small font, very fine print. But you need to be aware of that. So sadly, in this article, people are thinking, all right, well, I'm never doing Cologuard. Not entirely. You're missing the point. The Cologuard saved this woman's life because she wasn't going for her screens. But because she didn't understand her insurance, not her fault, it's, insurance can be cryptic, she got hit with a big bill. So, you know, one of the reasons why I put off my colonoscopy is it was going to be at least $1,200 because I was under 50. All I had to do was wait a few weeks, and then it was going to be paid. That's why eventually I'm getting it. 1-877-DR-LEE, don't go away.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management.
You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.